My name is Megan James, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in and welcome to the Megan James Show. So the purpose of our show is to provide personal development, ideas, advice, and tips, as well as business help and advice to entrepreneurs. We are so passionate about helping our local businesses. So most of our interviews are actually with local successful business owners. And when I say local, they're local to the Kernersville, Triad, North Carolina area. So we want to boost the local economy as well as provide real actionable advice for you guys, our listeners, the future and current business owners listening to the show. So without further ado, here's our show. Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I hope you are all doing fantastic today. And I just wanted to say, first off, thank you for joining us. My name is Megan James. This is the Megan James Show. And I'm here to talk about everything related to lifestyle design and business. So part of that can be discussing entrepreneurship, high-performing habits, how to develop things like that, how to become the person that you've always wanted to become, how to bring into your life the things that you've always thought you could accomplish, always wanted to accomplish, that kind of thing. So we've talked before everything from personal relationships in your life to developing high-performing habits to talking to business owners about what things they've been able to implement in their businesses that have worked, what things haven't worked, and how to overcome those things. Today is a crucial episode for you guys. With everything going on, there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of unknowing. I don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. There's really no way to predict just how bad our economy is going to be when all of this gets squared away, when the coronavirus is pretty much decimated and we are out of quarantine. I can say that most of us who have worked from home will have a damn good tan and will have a lot of debt from Amazon. But in reality, no one knows how bad the economy will be. We do know right now that there are a lot of small businesses that are suffering. And you guys know that small businesses are like my joy, my light. They're the people that I want to help the most. Not that I don't care about everyone, I do, but I know where my specialties lie. And developing entrepreneurs, developing a small business owner mindset with the idea and concepts of a big business, that's how I can bring into effect, you know, bringing this economy up maybe. Maybe if I can influence just a couple of people, if I can influence a couple of small business owners and change the way they're thinking, to change their practices and maybe help them get out of what's going on, then my mission here is done. So today I just basically want to take a second and thank each of you for not giving up on me or this podcast and just continue using it as a source of information to grow yourselves and your businesses. I can't even begin to imagine how COVID is actually affecting all of you personally. And I hate that we're all being placed in a position of fear and insecurity and not knowing what could come next. So I hope I can provide you all with some helpful wisdom, techniques, or life advice just to help us get through this and the remainder of the year. I want to talk for a second. I know a lot of you either have lost your jobs or you're working from home or, you know, have some way been affected financially by this already. So I kind of want to talk about some things that if you're interested, you know, I'm by no means forcing this down anybody's throat. If you don't want to run a small business from your house, if you don't want to run a hustle to make some extra cash, to make ends meet, I get it. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of time. And maybe you just want to spend your time with your family. I get it. But if you do want to pursue something else, some of these ideas you can actually do with your family. So if you want to involve them in your business, maybe teach your kids how to do finances, how to balance your assets versus liabilities and things like that within a business, your P&L. So I really want to talk about some small options you have right now that are pretty affordable. And I did my research. I'll be honest, I use Amazon because one, I'm an Amazon affiliate. And two, I've been using Amazon since it just sold books online. Yeah, I gave you my age. It's cool. I'm a millennial. I accept it. But most of the stuff I've done, the research I've done, I have checked prices between Amazon and eBay. And these are more affordable options to maybe help you make ends meet during this time. And I hope that this will help you out. So let's talk about things that people are still buying. People are still buying things like t-shirts, especially those with graphic designs. Those are huge right now. And how do I know this? Personal experience. Guys, we had to run to Target the other day for essentials, for an essential grocery visit, because I can't with Walmart. I cannot support the Walden family. I don't like the atmosphere. I don't like a lot of the way things are laid out in the store. I don't like the business behind it. So I do my best to avoid Walmart at all costs, especially with this awesome plague that we have going on. But I did go to Target, and while I was there, I thought, well, all I'm wearing now is t-shirts pretty much at the house. You know, right now I'm sitting in a pair of ripped jeans and a Dragon Ball Z t-shirt that I found at Target. They have come up with a collection of vintage t-shirts, and I'm so happy. They have Metallica, Fender t-shirts, Guns N' Roses, MTV, NASA, Dragon Ball Z, The Office, all kinds of these vintage shirts that are freaking awesome. And I fully support that. I got a couple of t-shirts while I was there and was really, really stoked. But I realized that even with everything going on, I'm still buying t-shirts and I'm not the only one. There was graphic hats there. People are still buying like flags. I saw somebody pick up a Blink 182 flag the other day and I was like, wow, okay, cool. There's just different things that people are still going to continue to buy that still have to be made by somebody. So t-shirt machines, they cost a couple $100s to buy. Think about whatever message you have to say to the world right now that you want to get out on a huge scale. Is it, fuck you world, fuck you 2020, come on 2021? Or how about something inspiring like, this too will pass after Gas X? You know, maybe nothing like that. I don't fucking know. Whatever tickles your fancy. But if you have like a serious message that you want to put out there on a t-shirt, you could even put out something like, let's see the real entrepreneurs, hashtag 2020 quarantine or something like that. It would be really fun just to see what kind of message you guys want to put out there and how to get that out on a grand scale. Go ahead and try it. A couple $100. People are always going to need t-shirts. I think you can use those on hats as well, but do your research and see which one's most versatile and what's within your budget. And make sure you look at the ratings, because some only have like six or seven ratings, while others have in the thousands. So make sure you're looking for those in the thousands with good 4 and 5 stars. 3D printers. So these are actually also a couple $100s to buy. And I didn't realize that. It wasn't until I started researching them that I realized that they're super inexpensive in the grand scheme of things. I thought they would be like $500, $600, which there are some that are larger scale. But the smaller scale 3D printers are super cheap, which is awesome because you can do so many things with those. You can pretty much produce almost anything with them. I actually just read an article about a Boy Scout who used his to make plastic pieces to go behind surgical masks to relieve the strain and soreness from the ears that comes from wearing the N92 mask all day. He's making these and actually donating them to hospitals far and wide to relieve the strain from nurses and, you know, hospital staff that have to keep wearing these masks all day throughout their whole shift. So that's a really, really cool way of implementing it. What could you do to help the battle going on right now? Can you think of something even just for you? Maybe you wanted to add a part to your motorcycle and you couldn't find it because your bike is like mine. It's a 2004 Kawasaki Ninja. They don't make new parts for those bikes, but you can make, and I'm talking cosmetic parts, guys, so like framework is a no-go. You can't make, you know, something that's going to go on like the pipes or something that's going to go with the suspension. I'm talking about something cosmetic. So you can easily make a part for your bike, color it out, make it look right. I mean, honestly, there's so many things you could do, and you can still sell these on Amazon, eBay, on your own website. Get an Etsy store, you know, whatever the case is, or you can donate them. You know, just think about what you could do. There's also online retail arbitrage. So retail arbitrage is when a seller buys goods from a retail stores like Walmart and then later sells them at a higher price on Amazon or eBay. You guys have heard me talk about how I do this with Marshalls. You know, before all the quarantine happened, I'd go into places like Marshalls and TJ Maxx. I'd buy super low priced items, pick them up on sale that I knew were going to sell quick by doing a quick search on eBay. I'd figure out what was selling fast, what the selling price is going for. I'd buy something in that profit range that I was looking for, flip it, sell it online. I try to buy multiples of one item. So it saved me having to list multiple items in different descriptions. It saved time, it saved money. That was one thing that you could do. But right now, with everything going on, you know, shelter in place orders and things like that, it's kind of hard to get out to these retail places. So that's why buying online can be huge. Buying products from stores can be time consuming. It requires a lot of physical work, while online arbitrage actually allows you to sell as well as buy online. So you can actually cut out that middle guy altogether. You can buy directly from the distributor. Say, I hate to use it, but say Alibaba or AliExpress. You find a pair of motorcycle jeans that you can pick up for $15 on AliExpress. And AliExpress actually allows you to demo a product. So say you're looking to buy 500 pocket knives, but you really want to test the quality first. You don't want to sell anything that you don't agree with. So you can actually buy two or three of these knives on AliExpress for like 20 cents each. Get them shipped to you. They turn out to be exactly what you're looking for. You can go through Alibaba and then order 500 of them or 100 of them for whatever their requirement is. They have a base requirement of bulk that you have to order at once. And then you can actually have them brand it for you. And then they'll ship it either directly to you or you can have them ship it directly to the Amazon distribution center. Now, you have to be an Amazon FBA employee basically to do this. So you actually have to fill out the application, be accepted, and immediately begin your store's use, because if you let it sit, they'll actually close your account, which could cause problems reopening it. So don't become a Amazon FBA seller until you're absolutely ready to get products out there into the market. Right now it's really hard to do that because last I checked, as of like March, Amazon had denied any new FBA orders. So that was causing problems for a lot of resellers because they have these shipments coming in from their wholesalers that they need to get to FBA as a new item, like a new shipment. They have to re-up it or whatever. The existing FBA orders were not touched. They were not affected. But if you had new ones coming in, you'd already ordered your wholesale orders. You can no longer put them on Amazon right now because Amazon is shifting focus to things like medical supplies and they're trying to get those out to the right people. Great idea, but it's really affecting the small business owners. So Amazon FBA may not be a good option for you right now. You know, especially with the overseas factories, they're not running at the same rate due to the pandemic, you know, and the need to social distance. There's just a whole lot of issues that are going around right now. In regards to like wholesaling and the impact on your business, just be really, really careful. If I were you, if you were just starting out, I would start out on eBay and just sell what's in your house. Used stuff. You know, maybe you have a desk Yoda that you're not using, or I don't know, something less strange. Maybe like an old t-shirt that's vintage, a rock t-shirt. Those sell really good. In fact, you can sell a vintage AC/DC, and I'm talking vintage, like from the beginning. Vintage like AC/DC shirt for over $100. Crazy, but true. Things like that. Do your research. Make sure you do the sell-through rates. You know, I've talked about 30, 60, 90-day sell-through rates. Make sure you're doing your research. I am a big fan of Terapeak. You actually have to subscribe to a Terapeak subscription, but it's a great, great thing to have, so check it out. I would start doing those things first, just retail arbitrage, and you can still buy online. Like, you can still buy things from... I don't know how AliExpress is doing. I haven't tested them recently, but you know, you could try buying online low and sell, but the only issue is it may not get here till May or June. So if you're trying to make a quick flip, may not be right for you. Now, if you're trying to get your wholesaling business going around June, then sure, you know, if you have the ability to go ahead and buy the product, take that loss right now because you're not going to have that money for the next couple of months at least. Take that loss for now, you know, a couple $100 or whatever it is. Sit on the product. You also have to have the space and then be ready to distribute it in the coming months. And that's one thing. Just make sure if you're doing Amazon FBA, you have to be ungated for certain sales. So that means you have to be qualified to sell certain products. So you actually have to have an Amazon FBA account or an Amazon seller account just to see if you have ungated access to something. You have to apply to sell it, and they can deny it. So make sure before you buy products to sell on there that you actually have an account, it's active, you've tried it out, you figured out the kinks and everything like that, and that you're qualified to sell what item you're looking at to buy before you actually buy it. So that's why I recommend buying one or two things. You know, try selling it, see how it goes. If you're able to sell more, then you can buy more, sell more. The point is, people are still buying online, now more than ever. People are buying everything from toilet paper to dishwashing liquid to clothes and other things that they can't get elsewhere due to the quarantine. They're buying things they would normally buy in stores, but since they're not allowed to go shopping, the stores, like, you know, the place I work, the grocery store, we have been out. We put a truck in. We get a truck in. We put all the stuff out. It's gone by that evening. So, you know, people are buying more stuff online. Use this opportunity to put your stuff on the net that you would buy online. So if you're looking, what have you bought in the last couple of weeks? Have you bought, like, dishwashing liquid online? Have you bought sponges online? Things like that. You know, what have you bought online? If you can figure out what you would normally buy, what you would normally look for, that'll give you a great idea of where to start. Here are some of the last purchases I've made on Amazon just this week. Well, I'll take that back. Just this past week, because it's Monday now, right? So just this past week, I bought an Elevation exercise mask, you know, to fight the Rona and the Rona rolls. I bought a, you know, some photography accessories, books and things like that. Dishwashing liquid, a huge ass bottle that should last the whole year. A shit ton of sponges to clean literally everything. Tanning lotion, because your girl working from home now and she has the opportunity to get back her natural complexion. Yes, boo boo, I sure do. Alenza soft chews is our dog's meds. I placed several different orders for small engine parts for our mower. Shipping supplies like poly mailers, tape, things that I'll need for eBay. And I actually just purchased a book that I'm really, really interested in reading, and some other stuff like display stuff for eBay. So as you can see from this extremely personal list of things I bought, people are still clearly buying random shit. So take a look at what's selling and figure out what your margin is and what you want to sell. I will say that electronics are usually a pretty good steal. So like if you have an electronic sitting around your house that you're not using, maybe an old iPad or something like that, you can actually sell that online fast, really, really, really fast. People are always looking for earbuds, camera accessories like me, you know, things like that. So if you have those things and you're not using them, think about flipping them and selling them. If you're not into sales, I totally get it. Are you good with your words? Why don't you try writing a book or start a blog? WordPress is free to start and basic packages cost next to nothing. You can actually enable ads on your site, which will allow you to monetize it as it gets more readers and subscribers. Get your important message out there. Do you already own a small business that's taken a hit with the rest of the economy? Talk about it here on this space to draw attention to your business for the right reasons. So talk about what kind of things your business has to offer people. What value do you have to offer? Give it a new space to thrive on. Use this website to put some of your items up for sale. Do you sell something tangible that others can buy? Here's a place to list it. Do you have a service that people are looking for? Things that they'll need right now, like financial investors or real estate advisors, life planners, estate planners, will writers, you know, post these services online where people can better access them. Maybe you're better with video. Great. There has literally never been a better time to make videos. So are you a personal trainer who now can't get clients to train them because you're quarantined? That's fine. Make a web portal where you can send your clients videos that only they can access. Make them personalized workouts, nutrition plans just for them that they can handle at home. Payments can be taken via Cash App or PayPal or whatever platform you choose. Are you good with humor? You can take the knowledge that you have in your particular asset, maybe it's a business or a side gig or craft business, and just make videos. Put them on YouTube and TikTok. TikTok has one of the greatest methods I've ever seen of reaching an authentic viewer-based audience, better than Instagram or Facebook. It's really where you should be putting most of your content. Just make a 30 to 60 second video or less of you making pottery, taking a picture, playing the piano, coaching someone virtually, doing a comedy routine, or some other hobby you enjoy. Hell, just take a video of you cleaning something gross. People will watch the weirdest, most random shit for hours without realizing it. People are doing stuff with food coloring, making things. Just make, make, make. Ask Gary Vee. He'll tell you TikTok is where it's at. And that's a great place, even if you're just on there making like hobby videos, has nothing to do with your business. You're building an audience that you can later put more information out to about the business you're actually building. That way you have something to fall back on. You have an audience that can become a customer base. It's a big deal. And it's a great way to go. Let's talk about some essential businesses that are still running. Landscaping businesses are still strong. You know, I've been weeding and mulching people's yards on the sides. And if I can get a trailer, man, I'm going to begin mowing and weed eating yards as well. So if you enjoy yard work or you're just good at it, people still need that stuff done. Plumbers, electricians, general contractors, and even HVAC companies are considered to be essential. So if you possess the appropriate licensures in one of those trades, get out there and start doing your thing. Even if it was like a fallback, maybe you used to be an electrician way back in the day, you went to a white collar job and now you're on furlough. Go back to your blue collar desires, because I'm telling you what, you have to have a fallback. Do you have something that you can freelance online? How about you try using Upwork or one of my new favorite platforms, the No More platform? So this is actually a platform that offers PowerPoint jobs to people who are good at making PowerPoints. You can get paid a minimum of $8 and agree to work at least 10 hours a week. All you have to do is pass an IQ test and a skills test to get started. And as you receive more work and complete it with the accuracy by the deadline, they'll send you more work. If you're without income or if you're working from home, this might be an excellent option for you. This platform is only for PowerPoint professionals, though. So Upwork, on the other hand, is actually for writers, virtual photographers, and many other freelancers. They have a whole variety of jobs, and they offer to people with a variety of skill sets. So like, I think one of the things I saw was like, you can write about dog walking. So if you're a dog walker, you can write about that. If you're a hairstylist, you know, going through some stuff right now with the economy, you can write about that. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there, things that you can take jobs and just do them online. You know, remote work is real and it's profitable, and you owe it to yourself to really check it out. Writer's work is actually a space that I use to write on. I think I had to pay a one-time fee and it was super, super, super inexpensive. I just paid that. They have jobs. They have an exclusive space of job boards. And so you can actually go on there and query all the jobs they have available right now and apply to any of them. And many of those jobs are not available on open spaces like Indeed or just Google Jobs, anything like that. It's actually places put together in one space that you can find the jobs that actually apply to you. Then you can actually go to the next space. I'm trying to look at it right now. Okay, it's like, it says new at the top, and it's basically a document that you can begin starting to write. It checks it for grammar, spelling, readability. It gives you a grade on if it's negative, positive, if a seventh grader can read it, all kinds of things. It's a really great, great writing platform to utilize. So I highly recommend checking it out. If none of these apply to you, make an online course. So remember me talking about Udemy in my other episodes about how you can really fulfill yourself and do all these online courses? Well, they actually pay people to make those courses. So if you're working from home, like many, many other people, a lot of people are actually using that time to take classes. So if you have a skill set to teach, teach it. Are you good with your personal finances? Do you know helpful everyday computer keystrokes? Are you good with real estate? Better yet, what have you been doing right now to keep your business afloat that could help millions of other business owners right now? Do your part and help if you can. $10 for one course, that'd be $10 a person, right? Lowball it. Most of them are like $10 to $12. And when they go back to regular rates, I think they're in like the hundreds or something. But once they use the coupon code, people can get many of those courses for like $10 to $12. Even still, if you have 50 people that enroll in your course for just $10, that's $500 right there. That's crazy. And well worth your time. You do the work one time, once. You make all the stuff to go in this course one time. And you review it periodically, update it, things like that. But you don't have to make that stuff ever again. It's just there. And you're going to keep making money off of it. It's a really good source of passive income. So if you're unable to continue with your current business at the moment, now's the greatest time in history to hone a new skill set. Think of what businesses are still pushing right along and learn how to get to those arenas, at least temporarily. If anything, pick up a side job. Local grocery stores, fast food establishments, Targets, Costco's, places like that are still hiring. I work in a grocery store on the side, and we actually got a bonus for continuing to work there through all this. Amazon is still hiring thousands in the warehouse as well as delivery drivers. I know our local post office here in Kernersville is desperate to hire more people to help as well. So check them out. Also, don't forget about Instacart. A friend of mine is making anywhere from $40 to $60 an hour. I've also seen people that did 8 hours of work and made $500. Don't forget about them. I'm actually applying to work on the weekends to make some additional income as well, so I'll be sure to update you with my experience with them. But now that we've covered that, let's review some stuff that we discussed in the last episode. In our last episode, we discussed how to survive the impacts of the coronavirus on a personal level. Here's the deal. What I'm about to discuss is my normal level of personal enrichment, productivity, positive habit development, and overall personal progress ideas and approaches. But I feel it's important to mention here that this is by no means a one-size-fits-all approach. Many of you are doing your very best to just get by, wake up in the morning, and deal with the new schedule change and this life change, and that's totally okay. If you got up today, you did your best at one thing, that's okay. Your happiness is the most important thing right now. As a lifestyle designer, I see many forms of unhappiness, and most stem from people not getting what they think they deserve in life, not meeting their own high expectations that they've set for themselves. I found that the best way for me and several others to remain happy in life is to set measurable goals to accomplish one big goal at the end. I researched these methods to do this and began implementing them in my own life. And when I found success and found out they worked, I began coaching others on how to do the same thing. Please know that my advice and methods are for those of you who consider yourself to be high performers. I'm not asking that every single person implement my advice. In fact, I don't even care if you do. The choice is totally yours to make. These are just options I'm putting out there for you, so you can't go back and whine and say no one ever told you, because I'm telling you now, these are things that could help you. But please, take time for yourself. Don't think that anyone, especially not me, is bullying you to, you know, drive it out on the weekends, really just hustle, hustle, hustle. I don't give a fuck if you hustle. Don't get me wrong. I care about you as a person. I care that you're happy. I care that you're succeeding, but I can't force you to be something you don't want to be, and I don't want to. I don't want to force you to be anything. I just want to give you the options and the information you need to make the decisions you want to make. But please, take time for yourself. Do what you need to maintain, keep yourself happy. Go tan in the afternoons, go for a run, eat a favorite snack in moderation, and just learn to enjoy life. Don't take any one thing too seriously. Just find the things that make you happy and try to build a life around them. These things that I'm about to mention make me happy. They keep me on track, and maybe they'll help you. Take a few of these ideas and use them to ground yourself in the present and forget about the doom and gloom. So one of the issues I ran into is the quarantine, working from home, boredom. A lot of people are finishing furniture, they're doing spring cleaning, they're reading new books. I highly recommend this. Take the time to read The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. It's life-changing, and I think you'll find it's going to really boost your productivity. Some people are creating podcasts, documentaries, online courses. They're taking online courses to learn new skills even. They're doing things like Udemy, Stack Skills. You're actually allowed to bundle courses together. You may have to pay like $50, but you get like 7 courses. The last one I did, they bundled a Six Sigma Yellow Belt and Green Belt course together with a ton of other project management project courses for about $50. They were an excellent source of education, and I truly enjoyed them. There's also a bunch of test prep for project management PMP certification. So that was super valuable. sixth edition, brand new knowledge, things that I needed. Tons of stuff out there. If you're, you know, whatever you're into, whatever your business is, or if you're an employee, they will have something out there to help you. Some people are investing more in their hobbies, whether it's sports card collecting, drawing, action figure collecting, photography, video gaming, content creation, writing, chess, whatever. Just don't forget that you can still play your friends on games virtually. A lot of people are starting businesses out of their house. You know, like I said, they're starting podcasts. They're actually listening more to podcasts. They're watching more YouTube videos. So if you want to do all those things, keep save yourself from boredom, then so be it. But if you've already done these things, try creating. Sell all of your stuff. You know, there's got to be shit you don't use around your house. Even if you don't, if you're not worried about money, it's not a big deal, but maybe it's just taking up space. Sell it, get rid of it. You can't drop it off at Goodwill right now, so you may as well put it somewhere. Let's talk about your finances, maybe your lost jobs or stocks. I am not a financial advisor. I'm not a professional financial advisor. I repeat, everything I'm talking about right now is coming from my personal experience. I am not a professional at this. Okay. So what I did when stocks started plummeting, I sold off a bunch of mine. I traded things and I started investing in companies that have dropped the most since the crash, meaning there's a larger margin. So gas, oil prices, crude oil prices, they dropped from, say, $65 a share to $20 a share. Okay, cool. I bought them at 20. I bought, you know, 3 shares for $20 each because I know when they go back to $60 a share, they're going to be worth $180 versus the $60 I actually paid for them. Simple math, simple things you can do if you have the money. The market's not going to begin to recover fully until probably June. Some investors are still saying that we're not going to bottom out until August. So really, you know, cautiously invest. That's the only thing I can really tell you to do. Cautiously, cautiously, cautiously invest. One thing I found is the makers of the coronavirus vaccine, their stock is going to be worth a lot. So if you can figure out who that is, I'm not going to give you any takeaways here because I don't want you to invest in something and say that I told you to invest in it and get all upset because I'm not telling you to invest in anything. I'm just telling you what's worked for me. If you're able to, save $20 a day and get your $1,000 emergency fund set up as soon as possible. So if you already have one job, you know, in place, save some of that income, start putting it back as much as you can. If you're not able to, then talk about some of those side jobs that we talked about recently. Maybe pick one of those up to get some extra income and really put that to the side. Save about 40% of what you're taking in and invest the other 60% cautiously, like I said. Even if you're temporarily laid off, just remember that there's a ton of companies hiring. We discussed some of them earlier and, you know, just like my grocery store didn't have enough people before the coronavirus, and now they really need people more than ever. You know, grocery stores, bargain and discount stores, they're going to need people. They had to lay everyone off, which means those people are going to find other jobs. And when they come back on, they're going to be hiring people again. Think about the places right now that have had to lay people off that are eventually going to have to hire people back. Accounting services, bookkeeping, you know, retail like Walmart, Target, Costco, Sam's Club, debt collectors. They are hiring people at a phenomenal rate. They're mostly like call centers and stuff, but still, side job, you can do it from home. Resume writers, auto repair shops, bulk food distributors, home stagers, still a thing. You have to list your house for sale. You need somebody to stage your home. You have to hire them. Virtual assistants, online tutoring, healthcare like insurance, medical facilities, dentist, physical therapy, things like that. Financial advisors, home maintenance contractors, but not builders or construction crews, rental property management, online retail arbitrage, we talked about that, eBay let go, offer up Poshmark, Facebook marketplace, you can sell everything in your house. Medical screenings like migraine studies and chronic pain studies will also pay you as well. So I'm making, by the end of the study, I will have made $300 for 3 visits, which is going to be fantastic. Super, super good trade. And I've got my name in the hat for future studies that come along. Some are long term, you know, can take up to a year. So I could be making thousands. Just something to consider. The positive effects from all of this have been nice. You know, the environment is repairing itself. There's no smog. There's less fuel being utilized, better ozone, better weather. I just saw the other day that thousands, literally 70,000 turtles were able to come into the beaches and lay their eggs somewhere in China, I believe. Lay their eggs. And mind you, each turtle lays up to 100 eggs at one time. They were able to lay those eggs, 70,000 of them, and they'll be hatching and coming back out to shore because there's no beachers or people to scare them off. You know, it's forcing humankind to really take a look at the alternative methods of production, manufacturing, and how to run a business remotely. And I think that people are going to find that their employees are more efficient remotely working from home. They're getting more done. They're happier. And they're really going to have to take a look at this 40-hour work week that they've been imposing on people since the dawn of time for no other reason other than that's how it's always been. Literally my least favorite excuse. So I think it's going to change the game in a positive way. And I also think it's time to change your way of thinking. You know, read different books, listen to different podcasts, take different online courses, find your passion, find a hobby, and remember, it's never too late to make a career change. While it sucks that many of you have lost your jobs, there is no positive out of that, I'm sure. Losing income, I can't imagine the hardship that many of you are enduring right now. It will be a blessing in the end because many of you are going to seek out a new skill set. The excuse you've been telling yourselves for years is that you're too old to make a change, but now you have no choice. You have to make a change, right? Fight or flight, survive symptoms right now. You have got to make a change. So many of you are going to go from working in an accounting job you hate to crafting and making things and selling them on Etsy. Something. I don't know what your dream is. I don't know what your hobbies are. But you're going to have to take some of those and try to make a living out of them. If you don't live in an essential world right now, if your job is not considered to be essential, you're just going to have to make some tough decisions. And I understand that. So let's talk about vacation. This is almost not really vacation for most of you. If you're having to work from home, it's like you're being trapped. I get it. But everybody needs a break from time to time. This is your staycation time to ground yourself and reformulate a new plan to really change your year around and make the most of it. Many of us are getting more family time, which is something we always bitch about. You know, we work too much. We never get to see our family. Now we've got quality time with them. This is an opportunity to educate your kid firsthand. You know, if they're struggling in one area, I've always been a proponent of homeschooling because I was homeschooled. And I feel that many of you are going to see the positives to it and want to continue homeschooling your kids after all this is said and done. Many of you won't, because many of you are not meant to withstand the mental toll that homeschooling is going to take on you. And there's no shame in that. Not a problem. Just go back to public school when it opens back up and it's, you know, it's going to be back to normal for you guys. But I'm saying many of you will actually get to experience new things that you would not have otherwise experienced. And I know there's so many downsides to this, but I promise if you just have gratitude, just thanking whoever you believe in or just being grateful for what you have right now, the stuff you have access to daily, just don't take it for granted. Just be grateful. You've got a roof over your head. You've got food in the fridge. You know, whatever it is, you got shoes on your feet. Keep a gratitude journal to help. Think of 5 things daily to be grateful for. And guys, this is just a small, small start, small steps, small things that I can offer you right now. And I wish it was more. What I'm going to do is post several links in the description for this. It's going to be what equipment I use for my eBay. Now, full disclosure, they are Amazon affiliate links. Now, the price doesn't go up for you. The price stays the same. The only difference is you're buying them through my links. So I get paid. I'm going to post a lot of those under the description for, it'll say eBay equipment. And it's everything I use to photograph stuff for eBay, to sell it, everything, with the exception of my laptop, because I do a lot of it from my phone. I'll post some eBay stuff. I'll post, you know, whatever I can think of that will help you guys, links to WeWork or, you know, other platforms to help make money, maybe those 3D printers, if I can find a couple that I like, t-shirt graphic design stuff, you know, I'm just going to take a look at it and see what I can think of that'll help the most. And I'm going to post those in the episode notes for this. You won't find them in the episode summary because it does not allow me to post hyperlinks there. You'll have to go to the episode notes. If you're listening to this through Spotify, go to our Simplecast host site and you'll be able to find those links there. Go to iTunes. iTunes will show our episode notes as well. But if you have any trouble, please feel free to contact me. You guys have my information. I'm always welcoming to people. Please message me, hit me up, ask me a question. I'll be happy to answer it. All right, guys, stay safe, stay healthy, take care of yourself, and be happy. All right, later. Thanks for listening, guys. And if you haven't followed us on social media yet, what are you waiting for? Find us on Instagram, legacy_lifestyle_coaching, or on Facebook, The Megan James Show, or our coaching page, Legacy Lifestyle Coaching. We're everywhere, guys. And if you haven't told your best friends and family that this is the greatest leadership and business podcast in the world, I know. I'm watching you. So please, guys, like, comment, and share it up. We appreciate your support.